grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris!
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Well, I was waiting.
You know what? I think we were both. I was envisioning Chris running through my door at any moment.
And I was just chilling out at home. getting in the right frame of mind at 4:20, of course, which
fantastic.
I presume many of our listeners are also doing. So,
as
here
you
we
all
are.
Should.
Yes, and boy, what a great day last Saturday, J-Day in Albert Park.
Yeah, fantastic. How was that?
It was another stunner. Great weather, good, incredible turnout. Everyone living like it's legal for the day. And if cannabis consumption or being around cannabis or showing your support by simply just being there, if that's the form of protest that it takes, then I certainly did a lot of protesting that day.
All for a good cause. All for a really good cause, actually, though.
That's right.
I did the classic. I was running in for the Saturday show, which starts at 4. So I was running in at about 1:45, 2:10. And you can just see the plumes as they rise up from Albert Park. It's quite beautiful.
Oh,
the plumes of community.
I love that. Yeah, and such good vibes. And we just never have any kind of incidences. And it's actually something that a lot of people remark to me on, that they come to J-Day and they just get, you know, a great feeling in their heart being around people who are just so chilled and relaxed and enjoying themselves without any kind of issues.
Fantastic. That's what we like to hear.
It is. We need more of that. You know, cannabis consumption places that will allow people to do that safely and legally.
Wonderful. And as always, every year it goes to show that when you let people smoke weed in peace, it generally is quite a peaceful affair.
That's exactly right. 32 years in a row now. Bloody hell.
Wow. Goodness.
Yeah. So, and we'll just keep on going till it is legal and then beyond, of course. It'll switch into some other type of festival. But so first Saturday in December. So, it's a whole year away now. But put it in your diary now.
So has it permanently, because it used to be the first Saturday in April or May, right? But has it permanently moved to December?
It has indeed. We certainly have here in Auckland. It actually started late November, early December, when it first began all those years ago. And then it was in February for a while, running alongside the BFM Summer Series.
Wonderful.
And then we were in May, and there might have been one in April even at some point, and now we're back to December soon.
Fantastic.
We move it all around.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, a variety of spice of life. speaking of, if we can just segue straight into the news. Oh, and I thank everyone who helped out and made it happen, including Jaffa Mafia running stage and 12 Drives, who did a great tribute, and Clipper Lighters, who gave us a whole bunch to give away and do fundraising with.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
really
cool.
1,000
lighters they gave us, and we gave them all away and hit people up for a donation at the same time, and it was bloody good.
Well,
raised
wonderful.
More funds than we probably ever have, so thanks for them. But yes, so speaking of how to lead your best life, and that's that you need some good sleep. You got to sleep well if you're going to function well. And the listener this week has a great story where they cover the latest research about insomnia and cannabis. And it's actually the number one reason for getting a cannabis prescription here in New Zealand is for sleep issues. And one of the, I think, either the number one or number two prescribed medications as well, like in general. There's just so many people who take sleeping pills or off-label versions of other medicines that were perhaps approved for something else, but they found that, this helps people sleep, why didn't you try that? And so people are popping pills all over the place. Something like, last time I looked in it, was about 1 in 3 adults are on some sort of sleeping pill or something like that. So not surprising. Also, there's the number one reason for a cannabis prescription.
Mm.
The interesting thing This is they talked to Jonathan Arnold, University of Sydney, and the Lambert Initiative on Cannabinoid Therapeutics, which a very wealthy person is bankrolled over there to do a whole bunch of this cannabis research. And so despite this being the number one reason for prescriptions, real lack of research on how it actually works and what it's doing. And what they found, and this is actually more from anecdotally, you know, feedback from the patients themselves, and when they look at places like America that have very widespread sales of medical cannabis products through shops and things, and they can track these things, and they found that people were drawn to products that had CBN in it, cannabinol, not the THC or the CBD, but the CBN. It might be in conjunction with those two, but even straight flowers or products that were higher in that. Now, CBN actually occurs in older cannabis. THC breaks down into it. So it's kind of your aged cannabis, your cured and matured cannabis has higher in CBN. And also if you heat CBD, a chunk of it converts into CBN. And what they found anyway, they gave rats the CBN and they put a little brain cap on them and, you know, polysomnography was the technique, and they measured their brain waves. And they found that the CBN increased the non-rapid eye movement, which is your deep sleep where you get repair and recovery. And so, you know, it's important for things like preventing Alzheimer's and things like that. And the rapid eye movement, which is your dreaming, and the total sleep time. These were all increased when they had the CBN.
Wonderful.
Yes, and a couple of other studies that have also come out lately have supported that. This was covered in Psychology Today. And what they found was that using cannabis products in the daytime increase the probability of getting good night's sleep. Using it at night or using it, you know, just before bed to try and go to sleep wasn't necessarily, when they looked at it objectively and actually monitored people, wasn't necessarily associated with better sleep. People that wanted better sleep were doing it and reporting that they were using cannabis. But when they actually looked at it, what they found was that daytime cannabis is what gets you a good night's sleep. And that's because typically we're having products that are high in THC. So it might be different if you can find that CBN one.
Yeah.
But your typical cannabis high in THC, and THC mimics the endocannabinoid, which is your brain's own version of cannabinoids.
Yeah.
There's this one called 2AG. And 2AG, the two main ones are anandamide and 2AG. And the 2AG seems to regulate wakefulness. It's higher in the brain during the daytime. And the other one is higher in the brain during the nighttime. And these two go in that kind of cycle where they're higher at opposite times like that. So THC is mimicking the 2AG. So if you have it, you get more wakeful. That actually correlates with my own personal experience, you know, that I think if I have cannabis right before bed, I don't knock off. I'm kind of like, my mind's racing and I'm thinking of things. So
what point do you have to stop smoking weed to have a good night's sleep? How many hours before bed?
Ooh, that wasn't clear. More research is required.
Okay.
And people can partake in that themselves and do their own research.
But let me know.
A little sleep diary is a good way to do it. Keep diary
fantastic.
Where you record your cannabis use and the type of strain that you thought it was, whatever, and the time and your symptoms, and you'll soon get to the bottom of it. But probably knocking off in the early evenings probably the way to go.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
We try to be useful. hey, I've got a quick one, just because this was slightly funny, and there's a little link to normal, in that this was in the Herald. Cannabis grower Quinton Kerr asked judge for return of the pots he took from his mum's glass house. This was down in Nelson, and he wanted his mum's plant pots back that the police had confiscated. And he also asked the judge, Joe Riley, down in the Nelson District Court, for his bong back, which he had had for 20 years and thought held sentimental value. Can you give me my bong back, please? Sentimental value. And the link to normal, he was defended, by a normal endorsed lawyer, Rob Ord, who's been practicing down there for many years, and we often send people his way. And unfortunately, though, the judge did order the destruction of the materials unless the police exercised their discretion.
Okay.
Which, you know, is a good thing the police can do. They could, we hope. We'll hope to follow up on that and see if Quinton gets his bong back.
For sentimental reasons, of course.
For sentimental value, that's right. That's exactly right. Another update we have, and that's over in Fiji. We talked about that there was going to be an announcement in Fiji last week.
Mm-hmm.
So they covered this in Fiji Village and Fiji One News, if people want to look it up. A little video they've put on Facebook, if you're on there. And what happened, so it was in Parliament, Deputy Prime Minister Manoa Kimikamika, responding to a question, said that in consultation with their Ministry of Health, they will just focus on exports, and the medical cannabis that they grow in Fiji will not be locally sold or available for locals.
Okay.
Sounding kind of familiar to...
It is sounding a bit familiar, but buzzy.
Basically, the Ministry of Health over there just said it was too hard. The level of detail required to even consider it is probably premature, they said.
Okay.
I don't understand that at all, because, of course, the Cook Islands allows medical cannabis to come in from New Zealand and Australia, and you can travel with it there if you want, or people from there can have prescribed cannabis sent over to them.
Yeah.
French Polynesia also allowing it, Vanuatu also allowing it, so not quite sure why it would be so difficult for Fiji to even consider it. But anyway, so they're not quite in the South Pacific cannabis zone yet, but hopefully they will. But yeah, this thing about X, well, this is great for job creation, I guess. It's all very good there, job creation and regional development. But, you know, if you're putting patients first, then you should be letting patients have access to it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Well, it's a story that we hear often.
Yes, it sure is. And Rua Bioscience, speaking of which, because they actually have some products on the market here, they have a strain of White Widow that's available here on prescription.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've seen White Widow since I was in Spain.
It's a classic still.
And that was in a homemade jar with a handmade label, so who's to say?
It could have been anything. but it might have been. But yes, so I believe it's grown in Australia and then imported back in. But they were in the news because they just got a little bit more money with a capital raise. And the CEO, Paul Naske, says that we're around for 100 years. Quite often people think we're losing track, but we aren't. And their founding, this is on Te Ao Māori News, their founding vision was to change economic outcomes for people on the coast. So that's giving them the motivation to keep going. And they don't want to pull the rug out from that dream, he said. So very good. I wish them the best of luck there, and I'm sure they'll do well. Been a tough couple of years for them to get going. But a couple little changes they could make to the scheme would certainly open it up to local production, that's for sure. So hopefully as Seymour's Ministry of Regulation, you know, might turn their mind to the cannabis regulations at some point.
You can hope.
You'd hope. We'd hope, maybe.
We would hope. We'll see.
One thing that, you know, they might be more amenable to a Southland farm, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking conservative kind of areas.
Trying to put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. That's the problem with them, though. Things seem so obvious half the time.
Yeah.
And we just constantly seem to be missing that.
They should go talk to this Morrison family who run this big 400-hectare farm down in Rosedale, Southland. And they do all sorts of regular things like stud ewes and barley.
Yeah.
And now they're doing medical cannabis. And they're now growing a CBG cultivar intended for cancer treatment. And this is a salt-of-the-earth, you know, old-school farming family. So, you know, maybe Acton National could go pay them a visit down there.
Yeah, they should. They might find they have more in common than they would have previously thought or liked to believe.
That's right. That's right. And on their way, they can go visit Quentin and get him his bong back.
Amazing. Get Quentin his bong back, 2025.
That's right. Let's run a campaign. Oh, good stuff. Well, that's it for me then.
Fantastic. And, well, thank you, Chris. I'm glad I finally got you on the phone. Yeah, thank you so much. Congratulations on J-Day. Stoked to hear that it was such a success. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. And yes, so pop into the old hemp store there if you want to get your good Christmas goodies.
Absolutely. If you need a stocking stuffer.
Pardon me?
If you need a stocking stuffer. We know everyone's got Secret Santas coming up at the moment, and I'm sure you've got some perfect little trinkets for...
And, you got to get a gift for yourself, sure.
And
too.
You've got to get a gift for yourself.
Yeah.
Come on.
Get what you really want.
Thanks, Chris. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Nice one.
Bye.
See
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.